Hi everybody, welcome to Willie's World. I'm Willie, and this is episode 6 of Willie's World, entitled Eyes Wide Shut. The song you heard in the introduction is called Backwards Priests and features a Romanian Orthodox divine liturgy played backwards. The reversal or inversion of sacred objects is typical of black magic and satanic rituals. By having this Christian liturgy played backwards, Stanley Kubrick, in his movie of the same name, was saying that the elite is nothing less than satanic. And the subject of our the main portion of this podcast is going to be about the elite. Anyway, so what's with this week in the news? Well, not much. We have Devin Nunez going to phase two. Phase two involves sending a 10-question questionnaire to various people in the government. And they can't say who they are right now because it's all classified, but I can give you a couple of hints. Clapper, Brennan, several former members of the FBI, current members of the FBI. A lot of it's going to be about what did you know and when did you know it. So that's going to be real interesting. And if they don't answer, they're going to be subpoenaed. Of course, because Devin Nunez is a clever person and emerging patriot and from California, would you believe? He already knows the answers. So it's an old trick how do you catch somebody in perjury. Interestingly enough, there was a petition sent to Paul Ryan with 600,000 signatures from two organizations, MoveOn.org and Credo Action, demanding that Devin Nunez be released from the Intelligence Committee. Gee, I wonder why. I think they're running scared, folks. Anyway, of course, this is getting exciting and escalating on a daily basis. A little bit going on in school shootings, like students are really getting tired and going to state houses and protesting and demanding action, and can't say as I blame them. It occurs to me, you know, having worked for UPS and Securitas, two of the biggest security companies in the United States, you know, here's a modest proposal from my end. They should be going to the school systems, applying for contracts for armed security guards. They have armed security guards, in the case of Securitas, all over the country guarding banks. Well, how about we put a whole bunch of those folks guarding school kids, armed security guards, of course, with Securitas and Universal Protection Service. They're not going to be of the quality of a regular police officer, but a guy on campus with a gun, I'll take that over what we got now. Let's see, Nancy Pelosi continues to make a fool of herself. She was heckled at a town hall meeting, talking once again about how terrible these tax cuts are. And now she decided to call them unpatriotic. And from the audience, somebody yelled out, "Hey, Nancy, how much are you worth?" At the same time, in Nancy's hometown of San Francisco, there was an article about the accumulation of trash, used needles, feces and various other stuff on the streets of San Francisco. Doesn't like harking back to Tony Bennett's song, does it? And for conservatives, there's a huge event this week called CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, Wednesday through Saturday. Everybody who's anybody in the conservative movement is going to be there, and of course, it's good times for us conservatives. And from what I hear, the final speaker in Saturday is going to be none other than Devin Nunes, or Newfound Patriot. That's it for the news for now. In the movie Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick worries about secret elitist societies controlling the lives of ordinary citizens. And one could say, well, what does this have anything to do with today? And what would it have to do with the deep state, for example? Well, you might ask any Republican member of the House Intelligence Committee or Tom Fitton, head of Judicial Watch, how hard it is to get any information out of the government, much of which is part of the deep state. Sounds pretty secret to me. Fortunately, there are no societies like this today in the 21st century. Well, not exactly. There are a few. There's the Ordo Templi Orientis, Order of the Temple of the East. It's an important international fraternal and religious organization founded at the beginning of the 20th century by Karl Kellner and Theodore Roos. Originally, it was intended to be modeled after and associated with European Freemasonry, such as Masonic Templar organizations. But under the leadership of Aleister Crowley, OTO, was reorganized around the law of Thelema as its central religious principle. This law, expressed as, "Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law." Now, that's kind of frightening. And I guess nobody would join an organization like that in this country, would they? Well, there is Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're members. And if you want, you could get some really cool Jay-Z sweatshirts with the aforementioned motto emblazoned on the front of it. Interesting enough, pursuing the Hollywood angle, there was a story in Drudge today about Rachel Stavis, Hollywood's sister of darkness, who claims to have cast demons out of Oscar winners, Hollywood bosses, and various other people. And it occurs to me that you have the saga of Harvey Weinstein, who could have very well been part of some kind of cult, perhaps him, a cult of his own with him as the head, who doing God knows what, because they're still finding out what he was doing. And you have, seems to me, some strong anti-Christianity themes going on in this country. For example, Joy Behar, who mocks the Christian beliefs of the Vice President of the United States. Also, consider this. Obama, in his 8 years in government, watched the slaughter of millions of Christians in the Middle East and did nothing to stop it. He professes to be a Christian, but I and many others have my doubts. But there's definitely anti-Christian sentiments going on in the United States. So all this is kind of frightening to me. Okay, it's now time for the wackiest, nuttiest mainstream media clip of the day. Today's winner is Representative Jerry Nadler. Let's give Jerry a listen.
My reaction to the news is that this is absolute proof of what we knew all along and what the president has denied, namely that we were attacked. This was a very serious attack against the United States by a hostile foreign power, an attack against our election process, our entire governing process. We know that the attack is continuing and that our intelligence agencies tell us that it's going to certainly continue through the next election. And the president and the Republicans in the House, for that matter, refuse to do anything about protecting us from an attack. Imagine if FDR had denied that the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor and didn't react. That's the equivalent.
Well, it's a bit of a different thing.
No, it's not.
They didn't kill anyone.
They didn't kill anyone, but they're destroying our our country.
Do you really think it's on, you think it's on par?
Not in the amount of violence, but I think in the seriousness, it is very much on par. This country exists to have a democratic system with a small d. That's what the country's all about. And this is an attempt to destroy that. And the president's core, the presidential oath is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. This president is refusing to do that.
Doing that, and we've been doing it to them for like 100 years. And they're not, very good at it. They're like high school kids. I mean, we could create a high school amateur team in the CIA to fight these guys. So, I mean, it's all totally absurd. But anyway, that's what you have out there. So if you want to see for yourself, go. I'd like to close on a note of optimism and hope on the eve of the CPAC conference with my favorite patriotic song by Ray Charles. Have faith, everybody. We the people shall not be defeated.
Yes, it is.